Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory Peace Church. Hallelujah. How are we all doing this morning? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. We serve a living God and He is here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your name, you are the mighty God. Hallelujah. give you all the glory, all the praise. You are the God who reigns. Hallelujah. Here we go. Oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name.
Our
God reigns, Lord, you reign.
Yes.
Above every name.
We sing with power and majesty.
Power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign.
To the top, my God reigns. Oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name.
Yes, Lord, oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name.
Yes, Lord, oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Oh,
Lord, you reign above every name.
Oh, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Oh, our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Your name, you reign in this place. You reign.
praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting.
Yes.
I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded.
Hey!
Cause praise is the waters my enemies drown in.
Yes.
As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise. Shout that brings Jericho down.
Hey,
as long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord of my soul.
I'm gonna
praise the Lord of my soul.
I won't be quiet.
I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How could I keep it inside?
You're faithful, praise God, you're true, praise God, there's nobody greater than you.
I praise God, you're sovereign, praise God, you reign, praise God, you rose and defeated the grave. I praise God, you're faithful, praise God, you're true, praise God, there's nobody greater than you.
I praise
God, you're sovereign.
Faithful,
praise God, you're true. Praise God, there's nobody greater.
deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. We give you praise. We thank you for the awesome privilege once again granted to us to present ourselves to you, just to worship, just to adore, just to exalt your exalted name, to magnify you, the great King, our God, sovereign over all the universe. There is no God like you. There is no name like your name. There's no power like your power. You are the all-knowing, omniscient God, all-powerful, omnipotent God. You are the God everywhere present, our omnipresent God. And today, we remind ourselves in your presence that we are under your watchful eye. And no matter what the agenda of the enemy might be, no matter what propaganda he is promoting, nothing that the enemy does has any power or authority or influence of our lives. We cleave unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we say, Lord, have thine own way. Thou the potter, and we are the clay. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and Lord, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will while we are waiting. We wait on you, Lord. Kayandebo shikat rematopa kaye. Who's like unto you, Father? We rest in your bosom. And we thank you, Lord, for amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. God is good. You may be seated. I want to say to somebody this morning, is going through a very difficult experience. God has not forgotten you. In Psalm 6, you sang. It says, "Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears." Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord had heard the voice of my weeping. I want you to rise one more time. And I want you to make that declaration right there. Make it loud and clear and be firm. knowing from the depths of your heart that that declaration activated is working for you right now. Hallelujah. So let's go for it. 1, 2, 3. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord had heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord, let's go to 9. The Lord had heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's do the verse 10 together one more time. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and so vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Praise the Lord. That last line, say it again. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. One more time. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Say it again. Suddenly. One more time. Suddenly. I think we need to say it more times than that. Again. Suddenly. Again. Suddenly. Again. Suddenly. Again. Suddenly. Again. Suddenly. What will happen to them? They will be ashamed suddenly. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, victory is mine. Actually, let's sing it. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. My mind.
I told Satan, get thee behind. For victory today is mine. Hallelujah. Victory is mine.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Hallelujah. Yes. This song, I remember Papa Shamba just loves this song. We always sang it. So praise the Lord. Victory is mine. Told Satan, get thee behind me. Hallelujah. All right, it's time to pray for our beautiful children. Well, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you, God, for Journey Mercies, for bringing us here safely this morning. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you, God, for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners, and those standing before us. Father, minister your grace, and those hearing the sound of my voice, minister your grace to all your children. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. Father, we commit every one of us, your children, back to you, Lord. We are God's property. Somebody say, I'm God's property. Father, we thank you for your everlasting love, and we thank you that you watch over your inheritance. And we are your inheritance. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that your word says our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. We receive that great peace. We receive the teachings of the Lord that put us in the place of great peace. We thank you that we worship you all our days, magnifying you and blessing your holy name. Thank you for a great week, a great month, a great year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. We receive your infallible, incorruptible word, the seed that brings life, that brings healing, that brings deliverance, that brings wholeness, restoration, answers, solutions, and victories upon victories. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Have your way in the service this morning, every aspect of it, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to read a scripture. Praise the Lord. We just got in this morning from Toronto, just straight to church. We dropped our luggage at the entrance of the house and just quickly ran here. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you see me not so active, jumping up and down, I've not slept since a little while. So praise God. But I think I'm awake. So praise the Lord. All right. Exodus 33. So the family of God in Toronto, they enjoy this scripture. So you can join and also get in. Exodus 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. Say amen. It's not a good start, because God is telling Moses, you and your people. But may we always be God's people. So when God is beginning to shift you to somebody else, know that that's a sign of trouble. But you just cry for mercy. Amen? Bible says we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. May God always shepherd us. Say amen. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Well, most of these people now, they no longer exist. These are nations and peoples that are extinct. You cannot go anywhere today and somebody will tell you, I'm an Amorite, or I'm a Hivite, or I'm a mosquito bite. So they're gone. May you continue to worship God, that your generations will be preserved. Say amen. So these are extinct people. They are no more Canaanites. They are the tunnels and different things they have built, but no Canaanite. Can you just thank God that you can look back, you still have a family? Some of them are a little bit off, but they are still your family. So praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord for family. I think you need to give a big shout, because there are many things we take for granted. Let's not take families for granted. This people's group, they are gone. Nowhere in the face of the earth. May your generations not be extinct. May you not become like dinosaurs. Say a big amen. Verse 3, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. May God never leave us in our journey. May he continue to go with us. Here's God telling them, yes, I'll drive all these people out. But it looks like you're going to be on your own for a little while. Can we just say, Lord, have mercy on us? Verse 4, and when the people heard these evil tidings, you know, you'll be rejoicing when God says, I'll drive out all these your enemies. And then God now say, you're on your own, buddy. Say, Father God, do not leave me and my family alone. Always be with us. Say amen. They mourned and no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. Can we just say, Lord, have mercy on us? Nah, that's not the news they want to hear. God said, I'm coming to deal with you. My Lord, may God deal with us in a good way. Say amen. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out, I'm now in verse 8, unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. Remember, God just told them, I'm coming to deal with you, you stiff-necked people. And then the camp, the tent is made, the tabernacle is made, and they're waiting. If he doesn't fry Moses, they're all waiting at their tent door looking. We'll see what's going to happen to you first. Nobody there stepped out of their tent door. May we have a better fear of the Lord so that the judgment of God will not come to us. Say amen. We are in the days where judgments are coming. May we be free from those type of judgments. Say amen. Verse 9, and it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. So the problem was not Moses. The presence of God came immediately for Moses. May the presence of God come for us. Hallelujah. As soon as he stepped in, the cloud came down. Hallelujah. May we begin to step in the realm of God. That as soon as we take a step into his presence, we will feel his presence. And we will see it. Say amen. I don't know how long you've been coming to church. If you don't step into his presence, just say, Lord, help me. Can we all pray that? Say, Lord, help me. I want to feel your presence. Not only feel it, I want to see it. Verse 10, most of you did not speak, so let it be unto you according to your faith. Verse 10, don't be like those people at their tent door looking. I ain't going there. May we run to God and not run away. Say amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? Not even a child went out. So they've already corrupted their children. May your children not be corrupted by the things you say and do at home. In the name of Jesus. Can we say, Lord, have mercy on us? Yes, a lot of people, their children are corrupted. When you are saying things and doing things, they know, they hear you. But you are sowing to drive them away from the presence. May the Lord have mercy on all of us. Say a big amen. Remember, it's prayer time. You confess what you want from the Lord. 10, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent, from fear to straight to worship. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! May we see his glory in these days. In the name of Jesus. Where you don't have to keep on cranking people, they just know for themselves. Hallelujah! Verse 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. May God give us young, bold men and young ladies who want God's presence. Are there people who desire to enter his presence? May we enter and never leave. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no Sunday, at least when I'm here, that I don't sense his presence. The Lord comes all the time. So if you've not been tapping into that, say, Lord, I want to get in. Prepare yourself at home before you come. Say amen. Say amen. He comes easily. He comes easily to us. We are blessed in this house. Hallelujah. Verse 12, and Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. May this be our testimony, that God knows us by our name and has given us grace. Say, Lord, know me and my household by our name. May we all find grace in your sight. Say, amen. Well, Noah found grace in the sight of God, and him and his household were saved from disaster. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Because God is saying, Moses, these are your peoples. No, Moses is saying, they are your people. You want to thank God for a pastor that will intercede for you. Say amen. You want to thank God for a pastor that will cry on your behalf before the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy and save your people, save our city, save our nation, in the name of Jesus. Verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. May the presence of the Lord go with us as we cry out and intercede for others. May God's presence go with us, and may he give us rest. I say amen. 15, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. So that means the presence of the Lord is very precious, very valuable. Moses has seen miracles. He's seen all kinds of things. He's seen God move in the land of Egypt. He saw how God dealt with Pharaoh and his people. But that was not enough. May you not just go for miracles. May you go for the presence. Moses was pursuing the presence of God. Say, Lord, plant in my heart a desire, a burning fire, a burning passion to seek for your presence. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. Stop just looking for God. I want car, I want house, I want things. All those are important, but sometimes after you get it, they are not that important. You find out that you don't really, it's not everything to you. It means nothing. But some people are staying in the place if only. You know, it's good for God to bless you. You should come to the place where it's really not important. It's important, but not really important. You need his presence. Hallelujah. When you can truly operate where you are not, you're no longer using the currencies of this world to get what you want. That is a better currency. We are kingdom people. We belong to the King of Glory. And in his glory, the answer you need comes. It doesn't come from man's pocket. Say a big amen. Jacob found that out. He looked for it at Laban's house. Laban gave him nothing until he pursued God. And God gave him recipe for wealth. Simple recipe. Who would have known? Just cut a stick, put it in water, tell the animal, just go drink. And they start giving birth. Carve some stripes and different patterns in a stick. And that's going to bring all the money you need. Piece of wood. Can you shout hallelujah? Glory to God. Let us go for his presence. How would you like to have the dream tonight that God has shown you something? That's what he did to Jacob. Just gave him a recipe dream. And there's plenty of recipes. God doesn't have one recipe. He's the master of everything. Say, Master, visit me and my family and our church. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. So may God make show us as a different kind of people. A peculiar people. A holy nation. In the name of Jesus. When people see you, they're just attracted to you. They don't know why. Because God has placed his mark on you. God, place your mark on us. The name of the Lord and his presence and his blood. Verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Say amen. Say me too. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I just love Moses. God gives him one check mark. He doesn't stop. They just press in. May we continue to press in God. And you can ask and you shall receive. Say amen. Hallelujah. And he said, I will make all my goodness. He didn't say some goodness. All my goodness. Oh my God. I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Say me too. And say amen. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand by a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. You want the presence of God that you can handle. If it goes beyond what you can handle, you can die there. May you ask God to give you the presence, his presence that you can handle. Say, Lord, enlarge my capacity to receive your presence. In Jesus' name, say amen. This is a loving God. Because Moses, can you imagine? Can you handle all the goodness of God? Verse 23, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So no one shall see God. Even when we go through eternity, the person we will see will be Jesus. Because God said, if you see him, you will what? Die. Remember in the garden before the fall, he did not allow Adam and Eve to see him. All they saw was what? His voice. His voice walking. A walking voice. Who is your God this morning? His voice has feet. It moves. You're hearing his voice this morning. He's speaking to us. May it move your life to where you need to be. In Jesus' name. Father, we've read your word. We receive it into our spirit. Let it begin to do what it needs to do. Your awesome presence fills this place. You are here, Lord. May nobody be left behind. May your children tap into your presence. Do what only you can do in our lives, in our families, in our situation. Do your will, O God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your perfect will be made manifest in our lives. In the name of Jesus, put a strong desire in our hearts to seek your face. Ask for your presence. Let your goodness truly pass before us and hide us in the cleft of the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, that in him we can live and move and have our being. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that we will truly be in Christ. In the name of Jesus. Pray this for every member of our household, for our church family, extended families, for our neighbors, our city, and our nation. Father, we thank you that you're doing your perfect will right now to the nation of Israel. We speak peace, peace, peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom to Israel, to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Prosperity in all her palaces. Father, do only what you can do. You are the deliverer of Israel. Deliver your people from all evil. Let that sudden shame come upon their enemies. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. As you have promised that you will bless all the seed of Abraham. Hear our cry and remember your promise. remember your people and do what only you can do. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for our nation, Canada, United States of America, Nigeria. We receive it for New Zealand. We receive it for Australia. We receive it for Papua New Guinea. We receive it for the Isles of the Seas. We receive it for everywhere somebody's calling on the name of the Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us again. Let there be a burning desire to know Jesus. Let us put Jesus in front of us and the world behind us. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word. Bless our tithes and our offerings. Bless your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What a powerful passage of scripture.
Amen.
As Mama mentioned, we were with the saints in Toronto. We had a service with them yesterday morning. We'd not seen them for a while. We just wanted to connect with them, hug their necks, pray with them, celebrate with them. One of our young ones just graduated Friday and is now a lawyer. And so we give God praise for that. Hallelujah. So God is doing amazing things with the group there. As Mama mentioned, she read to us from Exodus 33. Same passage of scripture. And as I saw the face of the Lord concerning what to speak to us about this morning, he said, talk about the same thing I told you to speak about yesterday. So I'm going to go to the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. And I will forewarn those that are in Toronto that heard this, don't assume anything. Hosea, not Isaiah, Hosea 10 and 12. Don't assume you know what I'm going to talk about because you don't. The word of God says in Hosea 10 and 12, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have a word for us today, a new word, a fresh word. I surrender myself to you, Father, and tap into the wells of your fullness. And I thank you, Lord, O God, that out of you comes forth the fullness of life, and that the restoration and the grace that we need to be everything we are called to be activated now. Father, have your way. Be magnified. Expressly do the extraordinary in our lives, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. This is God saying, I need you to invest in you. So many people are invested in so many things, but they don't invest themselves in what is really, really important. When you look at the passage of Hosea, chapter 10, you'll find that there is a lot of negativity and things that don't sound too nice. Coming all the way from verse 1 to verse 9, and when you take it from verse 13, it goes south again. But sandwiched between all of the judgment and God saying, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this that you're doing, right here, he gives them the solution. He gives them the solution. He says, you know what? You want to get out of this mess? Sow to yourselves in righteousness. What does that mean, righteousness? Righteousness is about having a right stand, right standing in the sight of God. Righteousness is about access. When you're righteous, you have access. And the Lord God tells us, he says, God has given to you and I the gift of righteousness. So God has given it already. So what does it mean when God says, sow to yourself righteousness? He's saying, I want you to cue into the fact that my mind, my thoughts concerning you, it's not all this critical stuff that I'm talking about here. I want you to see yourselves in a fresh way. Have a new look. And the look I want you to have is the look that says, I have right standing in the presence of God. In essence, I don't want you to live in the world where you are hypercritical of yourself, so judgmental of yourself, that you are not able to raise up your face. There is the face of your head dropped down in shame, and there is the face of your head dropped down in adoration. Hello? You can be oh, God, you are so awesome. Now, the only person who's going to know the difference is you and God. Whether it is shame or the bowing down of worship. And God says, so. Someone says, so. That means plant. That means invest to yourselves in righteousness. Invest to yourself in righteousness, in the position of access and standing in God, sow into your life. Glory be to God. Sow into your life. Sow what? Sow peace into your life. So what? Sow joy into your life. So what? Sow healing into your life. So what? Sow wealth and riches into your life. So what? Sow, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the goodness of God. So what? So the word. Some say, so the word. Plant the word inside of you in righteousness. Don't read the word of God and say, I guess this is too good to be true for me. I don't qualify for this. You know, we do that a lot, don't we? We say, okay, that was good for Jesus, but I don't qualify for this. That was good for Abraham. That was good for Elijah. That was good for Paul. That was good for Peter, but I'm not up to that level yet. That's the problem. I'm not up to that level yet. No, I'm up to the level that I decide I am going to be in righteousness. The Syrophoenician woman, Jesus comes to Jesus and is asking for healing and deliverance for the daughter. The Lord keeps his mouth shut, won't say anything to her. She goes to the disciples and starts haranguing them and bugging them, and they fed up with this woman because the woman won't quit, and they come to Jesus and say, you got to do something for this lady. She's driving us up the wall. So she finally comes to Jesus, and the Lord Jesus Christ says, I didn't come for you. I didn't come for your type. And says to her, Jesus is Lord. She says, yeah, you're right. You say the bread is meant for the children, and you're right. But what about the crumbs that fall off the table? What about the crumbs? Don't I qualify? Don't I have access to that? She sowed into herself righteousness by saying, okay, if I'm not to that level, I can get what is happening at that level, at this level. It's like this. You know, when you're flying, there are certain things that, you know, in some airlines that belong to the people in business class. Certain meals that the people in business class have access to. It comes with whatever it is they have. But in certain airlines, you can order the food that they're giving to them of their business class in economy. So you're not flying business, you're going to land the same time, but you're not eating the stuff that other people are eating. You're eating the good stuff over there. And the other passengers will be looking at you and saying, wow, how did he get that? Well, you got it because you ordered it. You ordered it because you felt, I'm going to sow righteousness, I'm going to sow access to that over there. Even though I'm not there yet, I'm going to sow to that. Are you with me so far? You can tap into realms that seemingly you don't qualify for by seeing yourself there. And that's what God is saying. He says, sow into yourself in righteousness. Hallelujah. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. I am in good standing in Christ Jesus because he has given to me the gift of righteousness. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am sanctified and made holy unto God. And because Jesus Christ is sovereign Lord over my life, I am tapping into things. I have not prayed like the other person who's praying 20, 50 hours in one day. It's impossible. but I'm going to tap into the benefits of that goodness of the Lord. How? Because Jesus Christ has paid the price. He's done all of it for me. As long as the bridegroom is around, you don't need to fast. Is that what he said? So I say to myself, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is my bridegroom and he's here. And because he's here, the word of God says, the Lord is at hand. Therefore, because I know that he's here, I am going to tap into that. I've not fasted like I should, but I'm going to tap into the benefits of that fast. Oh, you're not hearing yet. I didn't say go become lazy. That's what I'm talking about. And that's not what God is talking about. But God is saying, listen, in the midst of all of this, I have an out for you. I don't want you to beat yourself down to a place of nothingness. The prodigal son said, wait a minute. Even the servants in my father's house are doing better than I'm doing. I'm going to go back and I'm going to ask to be a servant. Not a son, a servant. But in the process of him coming back to his father, the father did not listen to his gab about being a servant. You're my son. I'm going to deal with you as my son. Yes, you messed up. And you know what? He was still in his tattered, useless clothing. And the father said, put a robe on him. He didn't say, go take a bath first. He put a robe on him. Because I'm not going to have my son exposed to everybody looking like he's not my son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we on the same page? Okay. God is on your side. He says, I want you to sow to yourselves. Sow to yourselves in righteousness and then reap mercy. Okay, reap mercy. You're doing the right talk. You're saying the right things. You're coming into agreement with my word. In Romans 10, it says, don't be saying who's going to go up for us to speak for us and who's going to come down. You know, to come save us. He says, hey, that's not it. He says, the word of God is nigh thee and in thy mouth. Hallelujah. It is in your mouth. If you confess that word, that Jesus Christ is Lord, you're going to be saved. Let's look at it. Romans 10, 6. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith that God wants you to sow from and in, speaketh on this wise. This is what it says. First of all, it says, say not in thine heart. In other words, this is what it says. It doesn't say this. This is what it says. It doesn't say Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Christ is not coming down from above. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. He's not there. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It is nigh thee. It's in your heart, and in your mouth. So what do you do? Speak it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hello, come on. With the mouth, or with the heart, you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth your confession, homologia, saying the same thing, is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What are you believing unto? Believing unto righteousness. How is the righteousness accomplished? By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who made it possible for you to have access to the presence of the Father. So God says, stop saying what you think I want you to say. Stop saying what your circumstance says, and say what I said. And what's the Lord saying you should say? Say you're holy. Say you have the peace of God which passes all understanding. When everything is falling apart around you, you keep on saying what God's word says. If thou believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. You're going to have what you say. And what you say is what you're sowing into yourself. The seed is a word of God. Luke 8. Yeah? The seed is the word of God. Jesus Christ himself said it. The seed is the word of God. And that seed is an incorruptible seed. It will not accept corruption. It will not accept any viruses. It will not fall apart. It is a steadfast word. And you need to speak that word out of your mouth boldly, in spite of what is happening around you, to become what the word of God says. Amen? Hallelujah? Now, I'm going to be rather crude with this illustration, but this might help somebody. This person is sniffing whatever it is that he's sniffing. And they know that this is wrong. But they also know that they are addicted to drugs. What God is not saying is this. Don't come and say, I'm a drug addict. God's word is saying, when you sow in unrighteousness, Father, I thank you, I'm free from doing drugs. And what God's word is saying is this, that in the midst of that particular situation, as you stand believing what God's word says, even though you're still in the struggle, that you will break out of that struggle. You don't break out confirming the problem. You break out speaking the answer. It might take you 5 minutes, it might take you a month, but you're going to come out. Amen. Hallelujah. You are going to do what? Come out of it. Now, those around you going through that struggle might say, what are you doing? What are you saying? You still a drug addict. I just saw you sniffing stuff right now. And you're saying you're free? You're not free. You're in bondage. I don't buy into the bondage. Yes, it is true, I'm in bondage. But what I'm saying is that the God who is able to set me free is well able to do exceedingly far beyond that which I dare ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Now, this is not giving you license to go mess up and do the wrong thing. I'm saying if you want to come out, you got to sow into yourself righteousness. Are we on the same page? You got to say what you want, not what you don't want. And in the atmosphere of doing that, you will have a harvest of mercy. God is going to say, look at this boy. Look at what he's talking about. Just get him out of here. Just get him. He's saying something. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. And you're going to come out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to come out. Amen. I said you are going to do what? Come out. By the means of mercy. Amen. Mercy. Some say mercy. That means you did not deserve it. Hallelujah. God will grant you grace to come out and experience mercy. Grace is that empowerment of God. And that empowerment is coming through the word that you're speaking. What you are saying. You're struggling with depression. Oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, the chemicals in my body are totally out of whack. Oh, I'm going to die depressed. You guess what you're going to do? You're going to die depressed. Or you keep on saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in it. I'm filled with the joy of the Spirit. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You keep on saying it. You keep on saying it. And something will happen. Did you hear what I said? Something will happen. Your brain will get rewired. The chemical imbalance will get back into proper balance because you are saying what you want, not what the issue is. Hello? Say what God's word says. That's where your freedom is. Not you confirming what the circumstances. Homologia is not you saying the same thing as what your circumstances. Homologia is saying what God says and you are agreeing with God. Confession is you saying, God, You said, let there be light. And there was light. You said, be ye holy. Therefore, I am holy. Because when you say be, it becomes what you said. Or you can say, the word of God says, be ye holy. But I'm not holy. I'm such a terrible person. I'm such a terrible person. I'm going to hell. Guess where you're going? Exactly where you said. Or you can believe that you died with him. You were buried with him. You defeated the hordes of hell with him. You rose again from the dead with him. You ascended into the heavens with him. Far above all principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and all spiritual wickedness. And you are seated at the right hand of the Father with him. In him. Hallelujah. So to yourselves righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Fallow ground is ground that has not been tended. Ground that has not been sown into. But guess what fallow ground has? Fallow ground has richness. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you're hearing me. Fallow ground has richness of nutrients. All it needs is for it to be broken. And when you plant in it, you don't need no fertilizer. All the stuff that needs to come and cause the things to grow is in it already. Hallelujah. So God says, break up those fallow grounds, those places in your life that you've become hardened, you've not sown anything into. He says, break it up, because fallow ground that is not plowed cannot produce good fruit. It has a capacity, but you've got to break it. Or else it's going to be like the seed that fell in the pathway. And the birds of the air came and picked it up because the hearer of the word did not understand it. And the reason I'm spending my time talking to you and trying to make sure that you understand, and I keep on asking you, are we on the same page, is to make sure that you never come here, hear the word of God, and not have an understanding. When you have understanding, you have the capacity to apply. Praise the Lord. You can do applications. And the thing about application is that it has varied meanings. You can apply for something, make an application for something, meaning you're requesting for something. Yes? But you can make an application by investing in something. Into something. So you applied something to something. Are we on the same page? One hand cannot clap. You got to have both. The application of you applying for something to receive it, and the application of you investing into something. So that you can receive. Are we on the same page? Both. It's called faith and works. Are we on the same page so far? Break up your fallow ground. The thing about fallow ground is that primarily fallow grounds are grounds that may have been sown into before. When God talks about fallow grounds, he's talking about redigging the wells of your life. That which was prosperous, tapping into it. Let me leave that. I'm coming back to it. It says, for it is what? Time to seek the Lord. It is time for you to seek the Lord. Stop procrastinating and pushing it down the line. When I am perfectly okay, then I'm going to seek the Lord. When I quit, you know, boozing, then I will go to church. That's like saying, when I'm well, I'll go to the hospital. Are we on the same page? Yes. How much sense does that make? When I get well, I'll go to the hospital. when I'm perfectly okay, that's when I will go to God. No, God says, seek me now. Seek me early. That's how you're going to find me. Amen? Seek him. Early. Seek him while he can be found. He is walking around you today. And he's saying, son, daughter, stop beating yourself up. And stop letting other people beat you up. What do you believe about me and my word to you? Say what I said to you in my word. That's how you're going to live victoriously. And you will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. You will not be ashamed. When you confess my word, my people shall never be ashamed. Sin, the first time we talk about shame is when sin came. And they found themselves naked, and God said, remember the statement, who told you you're naked? Who told you you're naked? Who told you that? Too many times we dwell on the statements of our circumstances, the statements of people, and we put more weight on that than what God's word says. And God is saying, stop doing that. Put more weight on what my word says than what your circumstance is saying to you. Because if you don't put weight and preference and importance on my word, then you allow the deceiver to tell you that you don't have what you already have. Created in the image and likeness of God. Oh, God is lying to you. He knows when you eat of that tree, you're going to be like him. No, I'm already like him. Amen? I'm already like him. I'm created in his image and likeness. The Spirit of God is moving in me and through me. And because he is with me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. He says, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Well, that's where we started. He's going to come rain righteousness upon me? Yes. He's going to come rain righteousness upon you. And when he rains righteousness as a seed and established place inside of you, what is going to happen? All kinds of mercy. you're going to have a grove of mercy, a forest of mercy. So wherever you go, mercy is what is broadcasted about you. I don't know why I'm doing this for you. We normally don't do this, but for you, mercy. I'm not going to complain. When God is pouring righteousness upon me, He's soaking me with righteousness so that my harvest is a reaping of mercy, I'm going to enjoy mercy. Praise God. You don't deserve it. I know it. Mercy. Well, what makes you think that you're qualified to be this? God's mercy. Hallelujah. God's mercy. Who told you that you can go through that door? God's mercy. Who told you can sit here? Mercy. God's mercy. God's mercy making room for me, making room for you. When there might be other people more qualified. I don't know if you heard what I just said. Other people what? More qualified. But mercy. God says about Israel, says, hey, you're not the most wonderful people. You know that? You're not the cutest. In fact, like nothing. But because I love you. Mercy. Mercy is not fair to those people who are not experiencing it. But it's perfectly fair for me, the recipient of it. Hallelujah. 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 How many people want mercy of God in their lives? Amen. You don't want mercy. I see. Yeah. Or he's sleeping. Mercy. Someone say mercy. In Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26. I'm going to start reading real fast, but the verses I want are verse 12 onwards. It says, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries. He is in one spot. God says, you stay in this spot, and I'm going to give you everything around you here. All these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because I'm going to give them all to you. Because I'm going to be with you. And everything around you, everything you touch, is going to be blessed. And I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Not because of you. Amen. But because of Abraham. Not because of you, but because of Jesus. Are you with me? Jesus obeyed the voice of the Father, kept the charge of the Father, kept the commandments and the statutes and the laws of the Father. Abraham did the same thing. And so because of Abraham, I'm going to bless you with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, this, whatever it is that's going to happen, is going to happen in my life, not because of moi, but because of the one who took care of business on my behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God wants me to pray and invest prayer into my life. He wants me to study His Word and invest that into my life. He wants me to fast and invest that into my life. He wants me to worship and praise and exalt His holy name and invest that into my life. But I tell you what, while all of those things are all good, ultimately, the blessing is because of Him. So thank God I can fast. Thank God I can pray. Thank God I can worship. Thank God for all of that. But God is still God, and He cannot be manipulated. Amen? Amen? So when I come to God, I do not come in my own strength and my own ability, but because He says, that's why He says, if you pray in my name, in my name, not in your name. Lord, look what, Lord, I have done. Look, Lord, what I have done. Is that how the song goes?
No. Look what the Lord had done.
Look what the Lord had done. But we want to sound like, look what I did. You know. Well, if you want the power of God, you got to fast for 50 days. 50 days, the days of Jubilee. Hallelujah. That's how, hallelujah, you're going to experience the power of God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Is that what we... Lord, help me. No, it's all by His grace and His mercy. Amen? But that does not mean that there are not things that you and I need to fix. Because the Word of God says, and Isaac dwelt, he obeyed. He dwelt in Gerar. But the problem is this. And the man of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister. Okay? For he feared to say, she is my wife. Lest, said he, the man of the place should kill me for Rebekah. And I'm not about to die for this woman. He says, because she was fair to look upon. Now, if God just said your seed are going to be like the stars and you're going to be so blessed, and your wife is not pregnant, in fact, she's barren. Let's even assume that she's not even barren. You're calling your wife your sister. What did you just do? You're making it possible for the promise of God to happen. When you're calling your wife your sister, you're going to be sleeping with your sister. How is this baby going to show up? When you're living in fear. Well, righteousness has nothing to do with fear. It says, come boldly. That's where righteousness strives. But the man is in fear, and he's not just in fear, he's in fear of man. What man is going to do to him. And because he was that, the Bible says it came to pass when he had been there, a what? long time. Now, a long time means a long time. When God says a long time, it means he's been there for a while. And he is not with the wife. He has put the wife aside somehow and not doing what he should do. He says that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out the window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. That's a very nice way of saying they were doing hanky-panky stuff. That brothers and sisters should not be doing. Oh, Abimelech sees. And Abimelech called Isaac and says, behold, of a surety she is thy wife. See that lady over there? That's your wife. I was born at night, but not last night. I know when things are happening that should not be happening between brother and sister. This is not brother, sister stuff. Why did you say she's your sister? Isaac said, because I said, lest I die for her. I don't want to die for her. And guess what? That's not investing in righteousness. And Abimelech said, what is this that thou hast done unto us? This Abimelech said, what is it that you've done to us? One of us, one of the people, might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou should have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech is saying, you would have caused a major problem. Someone would have slept with your wife, and then we would have been cursed. No? You mean they had that mindset? And Isaac could have been with the wife all this while? And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. You'll die. Then, somebody say then, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The blessing of the Lord was always there. But until his issue, his problem, his lie was exposed, he could not experience the blessing of God. You know, I know many ministers have abused this particular passage. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. Now, you need to sow in this land. This is good land. Well, the man had been sowing in that so-called good land all this while, and no blessing was coming. And no blessing was coming because he was living a lie. He was living in fear. And so many of us give, and we give in the atmosphere of fear, not the atmosphere of righteousness. And therefore, we have no results to show of the goodness of God. God wants us to sow. And he actually says in Uzziah 10, sow. Amen? He reaped a hundredfold return in 1 year. That he was not afraid. Everybody else was still operating under the curse of the famine. But him, the reign of righteousness. Hallelujah. The reign of righteousness was watering his ground. Praise the Lord. And what happened to him? And the man waxed great and went forward, no longer backwards. He went forward and grew until he became very great. Now, that's the same thing about the Israelites in Egypt. They were getting so strong. Same thing's happening here. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Why is the world not envying us? Because we speak in the language of the world and not speaking into our lives the righteousness of God. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. I sow in righteousness, therefore wealth and riches are in my house. Be made manifest. Hallelujah. God can increase you and I in ways that we cannot explain. There's so much more to say. But the word of God says in verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Filled those, and he began to redig them. Today, God is asking for us to break up the fallow ground. God is saying to us, I want you to redig those wells of blessings. Redig them. Rise with me. I'll continue when the Lord permits me to continue. Say with me, Father, you know my history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But your word says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I come into agreement with that word. Goodness is following me. Mercy is following me. You, Lord Jesus, you as my good shepherd, you leading me. And I thank you this day that every benefit that you have ordained for me to experience, I must experience now. I refuse Satan any access to any area of my life. I speak with my mouth this day that I am blessed and highly favored. I thank you, Father, that the day is speaking on my behalf. It is speaking your glory over my life. And when it is night, knowledge is released into my life. There is no way I will ever lose, ever again. Thank you, Father. Your glory is resting upon me. Once upon a time, I was a sinner who fell short of your glory. But today, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and your glory is reinstated in my life. Let it be unto me according to thy word. Let it be unto me according to the declarations in the heavens. Oh Father, I give you praise. I am truly blessed, and I'm thankful that I belong to you, my Father. I am moving forward. I am stronger. I'm getting greater. I am mightier than the people of the world, because your grace is activated in my life, and mercy is what I'm reaping every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. When we appreciate what God has done, there is nothing we want to hold back from Him. We want to give our very best in honor of Him who gave His very best for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so just come and honor God. And if you don't have your communion elements for whatever reason, just raise your hand and the ushers will get to you and serve you so that we can be done. Anybody needs communion element? It's one person at the other end. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's continue to thank God for Brother Allen Monquest. The Lord spoke to me about a month and a half ago about his situation. So what I'll say to you is, pray, come Lord Jesus, and take care of his case. Amen? That's all I will say to you at this time. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let us share in communion together. And as we share in communion, let us tap into the healing graces of the Lord, the manifold blessings of the Lord. Mama preached a word some years back about the 8 points where Jesus bled from. You know, nine. Most theologians talk about seven. And the Lord granted Mama a revelation of 9. So we're going to say today, say with me, Lord, let the impact of all the places you shed your blood from impact my life and turn everything around for my life, my family, our church, the body of Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take off this body and eat.
We take off this cup of blessing. Somebody say, I receive my healing.
I receive my healing.
I receive my blessing.
I receive my blessing.
I receive the goodness of the Lord.
I receive the goodness of
the Lord. I receive his grace.
I receive his grace.
I receive his favor.
I receive his favor.
I receive his name.
I receive his name.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Funnel. Father God, pour into our lives all that you know we need and let it flow in and through us. Marinate us with the fragrance of your glory. We thank you for blessing us beyond measure. We receive every impact, every benefit from your throne. Use our lives in magnificent ways. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We bless those that are going to be traveling this week and in the weeks to come. May God grant you traveling mercies. And may everything you desire to accomplish be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. We greet those and thank God for those who listen on Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and Rumble and whatever other platforms. We look forward to seeing you tonight for another powerful word. I'm going to go deeper in the word that we shared this morning, and I'll invite you to participate and invite others to participate. If this word bless you, share it with somebody, your neighbors, your friends, so that others can participate and subscribe to the blessed word that we receive time and time again. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll say bye to you guys, and we'll say hello to those on Zoom.